Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Screw. I'm here with my co-host, A-Love.
What's up?
I am back, mostly back from the dead. You could probably tell I'm still a little congested, but after a week and 6 days, I am on the other side of the flu. No more fever. No more. I was dying.
You kind of were dying.
Happy? Yeah, it was gross. Fever for like 8 or 9 days or whatever it was, like that was gross.
That's crazy. That's gross. What?
I have so much laundry now because I sweat through everything.
What? Like what? Communicable? You know what it is? No offense.
I went to a wrestling show.
I know, and I was just gonna say it's all those anti maskers that go to the wrestling shows.
It's not even that wrestling. Every time I used to work in the wintertime, a wrestling show or go to a wrestling show, I would leave with the fucking mouth breather flu, the influenza of basement dweller, and like. Listen, I'm not trying to be a dick. I love wrestling, and I have plenty of friends that are wrestling fans, and I'm not being like an overall dick, but there were so many people there with their sick fucking children. And
there you have it. Kids are like the kiss of death with like immune systems.
Are the ones that brought them. Yeah. And they brought their kids because they couldn't find a baby. I think we talked about this last week. Anyways, I got the fucking mouth breather influenza, and shame on me for not masking. Mask up. The flu is really bad this year. No joke. Like, keep yourself.
Had
clean.
You not gotten a flu shot? Yet. Or had you gotten?
No. I didn't get the flu shot.
I
did it 1 year, years ago when they had it at work, but like, I just like never, I always forget to get the flu shot.
Yeah. Sometimes when you get the flu shot, your like insurance plan will give you like points to like redeem things. So. Just like that. No, but cool. Seriously, I got this is crazy, right? So I did all of my like vaccines that are recommended and blah 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 blah, and I got all these points on like my like Medicaid health plan managed care thing, and I was able to buy dishwasher detergent. How crazy is that? Like, not buy, but like I earned enough points where you could turn your points in for like different household items. So I got toothpaste.
I feel like we're at an arcade. And we are. The exchange is like $6,000 for a small stuffed penguin that is collecting dust in the Top Shop.
I would pay $8,000 for a small stuffed penguin.
Of course. I'd like two bouncy balls and one slinky snake.
Yeah.
I'd do that for sure. I'd go get a shot for a slinky snake for sure. They should offer that. I don't want dishwasher detergent.
Snake. Well, you get like a catalog of like things to choose from.
That's so funny. It's like the school store thing. Like
I know. It's ridiculous.
You sell all these chocolate bars and now you could get yourself like a fucking Polly Pocket. I know. So
and I mean, and I'm wondering what the data is on this, because like, you know, having worked for health plans for years, I don't ever recall seeing any like data on, does this actually motivate people to go to these things?
Yeah, it probably motivates like the extreme couponer people. Yeah. Like they're like, yes, everybody line up for free shots. Mama needs coupons.
Yeah.
I love that. If you can use any of those little benefits, it's smart, but it almost becomes like a part-time job chasing all of that sort of stuff.
Totally.
Where do I have flight points? Where do I have credit card points? Where do I have Amazon points? Do I have this? Oh, I got 50 cents back on Uber Eats, you know, shit like that. It's just like, it's not worth as much time as I'm putting into it kind of thing.
No, totally. And like, look, I probably wouldn't think about it if they didn't send like an email. And honestly, I probably have ignored it for years, but I was actually curious the other day. I was like, oh, I'm like run out of all sorts of stuff. Like, what do they actually offer on here? You know, and it's stuff like also like thermometers and shit. Like there's health stuff on there, but I loved that there was like,
it should just be free. I'm sorry. Like, your healthcare plan should send you a little box once a year of, or maybe like every other year, right? Like of Band-Aids, thermometers,
what a great
antibacterial
idea. Toothpaste.
Fucking, yes, hygiene, tampons, condoms. Yeah. Just like the ascent, like you put in like the age of the person that's on
lube,
the healthcare plan.
Lube
so
would
if
be
they're
nice.
Six,
yeah.
They don't get fucking condoms. They get like a little toothbrush, right? But mom in hers gets lube and condoms and dental dams and whatever the fuck. Like that is, that promotes people giving a shit about their own health because they already have like a little starter kit.
Well, there's only going to be abstinence only kits now, so you know.
Let's not talk about that. So on to more important things. My pussy, I am ready to fuck, and I'm so excited.
RTF, right? Ready to fuck.
I expected a bigger reaction out of you. I'm not gonna lie. Can we do this again? Can we? Hold on. Aaron, guess what?
What?
I am ready to fuck.
Fuck yeah!
Yes! That's the reaction I wanted. I have not fucked in so long. I have been fuck-free for 3 years, aside from three times, and or four, maybe, whatever. But, like, I've basically been celibate since last May. I am ready to have sex. I was so nervous that it was going to take me a while to, like, want to do it. But it took me a little time, and I, like, really explored my brain a bit, and I explored flirting a bit with other people.
Okay.
And I have unlocked it. I have unlocked the feeling of wanting to fuck and not being, like, I'm still a little nervous, but I'm excited. Are you having a
I am having a technical issue. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We should be, like, more excited about this, but my mic keeps, like, doing something weird. So RTF, ready to fuck. So what does that entail?
I'm so ready.
How do you get like
fucking
like, but what makes you RTF? Like what is
So initially I was like horny, right? Like not like I'm always horny, but I was like, ooh, I think I want to share my body with other people again, finally. And then I was like, no, maybe not. And then I was like toying with it, and I was like tweeting about it and maybe like dabbling in the art of like just throwing feelers out there, see who is interested without asking or anything, just kind of like saying like, I think I want to fuck again, you know, and like seeing who I could collect in my inbox, if you will.
Okay.
And through talking about my fears about doing it with the people I would potentially do it with, and most of the people I talked about doing it with, I have done it with before.
Okay.
And so that was helpful because I didn't really want to engage in like getting to know you banter with.
We're so lazy.
Not in that way.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just mean, I already have the insecurity of I have like. There is this pressure on me to be a fucking sexual fiend.
Sure.
To be the best sex you'll ever have. The insatiable Felicia Rose. She could take 85 cocks. Wow. Like, what about Felicia Rose that is not confident in her blowjob skills anymore? Mm. What about the Felicia Rose that's nervous because her body is the biggest it's been in a while as far as in terms of giving it to another person? What about the Felicia Rose that always thinks that she has to live up to this expectation of being really good in bed when sometimes I just want to just enjoy myself in a sensual way. So there's all these like layers to it that I had to kind of dive into and like play with the idea of with other people and kind of like walk myself through some sexting with people and like, you know, what would it look like if I were to fuck these people? How would it go down? What would I ask them to do for me to make me comfortable in the initial moments? So I found that there is somebody that I dated briefly, but we had amazing sexual chemistry and we had sex before and after dating as well. And like, we've been friends since.
Okay.
Very like good friends. Like he's one of the people like I trust with a lot of me and stuff. And I basically,
including your pussy,
including my pussy. Yes.
Perfect.
But like he's very like, he's like a sensual, like he'll fuck my brains out, but be sensual about it in moments and tender, which I really can appreciate because people often see me as just like this hole you throw things into. Right. Instead of this person that can also appreciate more than just being having my guts pounded, if you will. So he has like a balance of both. And so I was talking to him about this and I was like, I'm nervous, but then also like, I really do need to film with other people. Mm-hmm. And I just need to like get back in the saddle, if you will. Like I need to make boy girl content. It's the only way I'm going to be able to like make more money this year than I did last year and et cetera, et cetera. And so like, I was just talking to him about all this stuff and I asked him, I was like, are you comfortable with maybe taking on the responsibility of being my first person to have sex with after feeling all these insecurities and these nervousness and the self-esteem thing and just in general? And he was like, absolutely. I'll go get tested. And he did. And he is like waiting in the wings. He's like ready.
Back
and
in the saddle again.
But he was like, he was really reassuring. Awesome. In a very... Yeah, he was like comforting, but then also turned me on with his words. So okay. It wasn't just, I didn't just feel like infantilized. I always say that word wrong.
Oh, I can never say that word. I'm always like infantized.
So I didn't feel like I was like a sad case of the no sex Felicia. Instead, I felt like almost like... it was kind of like this fun sexual, like almost virginal, you know, not virginal, but like, you know, there's something like pure about me again. And he's going to like help me through that and like bring out the beast in me in a way. And I was like, this is hot. And also like, I don't know, we have like really good sex. And like, he reminded me of something that happened in the bedroom however long ago that I was like, how do you remember that? He was like, I was like, oh, that does it for me. That like somebody revisiting a memory of me in a sexual scenario with them years and years and years later. Oh, that is so that's my love language is being wanted, baby. Like that is so hot. So he did all the right things to make me feel comfortable again. And so once I'm like done being fluish and having, you know, I'm going to clean my house and feel like a human again. I think I will be ready, and I think I'm going to, and he shall be the one to open Pandora's box, if you will. Oh, should we do like a countdown? Do I make it like a whole thing?
Oh my God. I think that is a great idea. Cause you know, it's, I don't know. It's so funny that like there's been this like gap in your gape, you know, so to speak. And like that, we've been waiting to hear. And so I think like it's worthy of like, I don't know, like what are those like PBS drives, like, you know, you're like gearing up to see the film but they don't let you see it, they just keep like showing you little snippets of like
teasers.
Past episodes or whatever, or yeah, teasers. So I think it would be exciting. Yes. That's the countdown to cunnilingus. if that's going to be a part of it. Like, I don't mean to set the agenda for anybody,
he's good with, that's the thing is like, I don't know. He's like that kind of lover that is like so into it that I'm like into it more because he is, you know, like watching somebody eat your pussy who wants to eat your fucking pussy is so hot. Like, Cause a lot of women, at least in my experience from people I've talked to, women are always made to feel uncomfortable or self-conscious about having their pussy eaten because of, you know, taste, smell, different, blah, 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 blah. Like as if guys don't smell like fucking cheese on their balls, like get the fuck out of here. But like pussies have like a very specific smell and taste and flavor and many different types. Like one day you can taste one way and one day you can taste another. So women are often self-conscious about what is that like for the other person. And when you have somebody that's diving into your pussy, that's like, this is where I want to live for the next 30 minutes. I want them to live there. I want to hold the back of their head as I'm grinding and gyrating into their mouth. Well,
And it's amazing to me because, like, not eating pussy has become such a misogynist, like, thing. So eating pussy has actually become such, like, a queer act in a sense. Because, like, you know, for both of the reasons, not just, like, yes, women, like, feeling self-conscious about it, but also, like, men being like, fuck that. You're not a real man if you eat pussy. Like, huh?
Yeah. The narrative has definitely switched, but I grew up in the generation where it was like that. So therefore, I still have a little bit of that trauma of, like, nervousness. Whereas if a woman's going down on me, my self-consciousness is not there because she's typically understanding
She knows where she's going.
Or I should say, or somebody with a vagina in general. But I wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
That's
the kind of slut I am. I'm just like, yes.
You're like, yes. Thank you.
Whatever it is, yes.
Were you, like, sad? Because I feel like a piece of me was missing for a very long time, and it did affect our podcast. It did affect our sex talk. It did affect just us fucking gossiping with each other about our own lives. Like,
I learned how to leave enough room for the Holy Ghost, okay? I am excited that you have your mojo back. I think, you know, and, like, whatever, like, everybody's mojo comes and goes. Like, that's a part of being real about sex. Like, I was thinking the other day, like, it is quite a journey to recognize, even though I'm still a very horny and, like, sexually extroverted person, that, like, maybe it's not on my agenda as often as it was 10 years ago. And you know, but I do think it's not even, and I try not to even think that way, you know, like, I have, like, younger partners that are like, no, you're, like, and I don't need that validation either. I just need to keep it in context to say, things do ebb and flow, and there are these periods where, like, you know, there's, like, 2 weeks that all I can think about is, like, sex, you know? and I don't want to compare it to, like, age or anything like that. You compare it to circumstance or where you're at in life, because when we start getting hung up on all of that, it's like, am I ever going to get it back? I think it just creates, like, a bigger problem in your head.
I was afraid about. Yeah. I was afraid about that for sure.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, like, look, like, and I was thinking about this very, like, distinctly the other day, because, again, being, like, in college again, you're like, oh, college is, you know, an interesting place. You can meet friends, you can make, you know, like, lifelong connections, networks, whatever. And so, like, you know, remembering the things that we kind of hit it off when we first met, like, sure, you know, a lot of it was kind of sex-based, innuendo-based, like, whatever. Like, we were having fun with, like, the idea that we were both pretty, like, sexually extroverted kind of people who could talk about sex and liked to talk about sex and liked to have sex. So, you know, you're always like, oh, I hope I don't have to find another one of these after all these years. Like, I hope I can.
Oh, that's really sweet. I was curious because I just wasn't, like, I didn't want to know because it already hurt my soul to feel like I wasn't in my own.
No, and I never wanted you to be self-conscious about. I never wanted you to be self-conscious about it, because, like, then it's like, oh, you're just using me for sex, you know? And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to just be using you for sex.
Thanks for not just using me for sex, Aaron.
But that's the beauty of it, you know. But yes, am I a little excited that I can see a little glimmer in your eye again? Of course, because, you know, we are good at talking about these things, and I think it is always important for people to hear about, you know, multiple sexual experiences, and not just from, like, dudes, or not just from, like, whatever, from, like, a variety of angles. And you've always been really good at offering like a very good perspective, you know, of these things from like multiple sexualities angles, multiple activities angles. And, you know, it is good to hear you like talking and considering and like, you know, kind of planning those things again. Cause, you know,
yeah,
it's going to keep us young.
So speaking of all of that, okay. As I've spoken about on the last couple podcasts, there is a woman that I am flirting with, and her and I are both not interested in dating. We're in our hoe phases ourselves. She's also bisexual. So she's like fucking dudes. But like, I think we've come to the agreement. I guess that's not the right word, but we've come to the understanding that we're going to use men for sex, and then we are going to also have sex with one another, but also enjoy each other on kind of like a romantic, like fulfilling level. That's like fun, but like no strings or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, she asked me to be her Valentine, and aww, I was like, yeah, of course. What does that mean though? Like, you live 7 hours away. Like, I'm going to get you a present. I was like, oh, okay. Like, cool. Yeah. Like, so like we were up like late talking the other night, and like, I just find myself like flirting with her nonstop, and I'm just having a good time. Like, her and I are like, there's this undeniable chemistry, and yeah, it's gonna be fun. So there's that, and then on top of it, she is very strong. And yesterday she woke up and she was like, oh, I cannot motivate myself to get out of bed and work out. And I was like, okay, well, here's some motivation. I want a video of you lifting in multiple styles of lifts my body weight. And now, mind you, I like, jokes on me, because I didn't realize how strong she was. Like, she can lift like double my body weight.
She can lift two of you.
it did incentivize her to get out of bed and send me hot fucking videos of her like hip thrusting my weight and like deadlifting and whatever the fuck else she was doing. She sent me all sorts of videos. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Can we talk about hip thrusts? Because
yes,
when I go to the gym, and I never was familiar with this particular, like, because there's like a, like, not, it's not like a machine, because it's like you put like regular weights on it, but it's like a mechanism for lifting the weight. It is the filthiest. I'm surprised there isn't always like a crowd around, because no matter who's doing it, like, you can't.
Well, she does it like on the bench. She does it like on the, like, she just puts her shoulders back on the bench and does it right from the ground or whatever.
Exactly. Like, so no matter how you're doing hip thrusts, it's filthy. They should have like a hip thrust room, you know. Yeah, they do at the bathhouse, but they should have it at the gym as well.
Oh my god. So yeah, the hip thrust video, I was like, Jesus Christ, because like she's gonna give me her strap on, like, there is, you know, whatever, and like she's daddy, and it was yeah, those videos got me good. And then there's like videos of her, and her ass just looks so good. I'm just like, damn, you were so hot. And then later she sent me a video or a photo or what photos, my brain smelted, of her wearing her new strap on and a dildo that she got just to fuck me with. And because I told her, I was like, I don't want anything that's been in a dude. I don't want it. I don't want anything that's been in anybody else, actually. I'm special. And she was like, bet. And she bought one just for me, and I was like, I'm so happy right now. Ugh. So anyways, to go on with this conversation, after that, I put in my Instagram story, because I was just so like, oh my god, I'm so like flattered by this. I was like, if you are not sending me videos of you throwing around my weight in the gym or in the wrestling ring.
I think
ring,
I saw this. I was like, what the fuck, like, is going on over there?
Like, if you're not sending me those videos, like, do you even want to fuck me? And since there's lots of people that are now currently interested in lining up for the line, I got so many videos. I got videos of people wrestling. I got people much bigger than me, like, throwing them around. I got videos of people deadlifting. I got videos of people fucking doing, what is it, the leg press, the calf press. Like, I got all of these fucking videos. And so far, the highest weight is 2.5, almost 2.5 by weight, which is 410.
Oof.
And so he I have had sex with before, but I am going to have so much sex with him in the future. And I'm really excited. But anyways, my point is that I am really excited because I'm being a whore and it's fun and it's paying off and I'm enjoying myself and I'm going to make so much content. And yeah, Felicia's fucking back, bitch.
Nice. So the bread lines have begun for Felicia's pussy.
Yeah, I'm serving up gruel, baby. Come get it.
Please, can I have another? this is beautiful. Every time, whenever I hear gruel, all I hear is like Oliver Twist, because I think they just like, can I have more gruel? I'm like, gruel? Ugh, gruel? It's disgusting.
Oh, no, I thought I muted myself while blowing my nose, and I did it. I'm sorry. That's disgusting. Delete it. Cut it out.
I mean, just because you're misophonic doesn't mean, like, our audience is.
Well, I mean,
you actually, there's no way you could be misophonic and listen to us. Like, I
probably not, no.
Yeah. Okay. So, is an order like, what is it? A set list? Is a set list like happening in your mind? Are we imagining like a specific.
Set list?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know,
of people.
Yeah, like the first, the first song is gonna be done by, you know, or
yeah. So the first song will be done by that ex I was talking about.
Okay,
maybe this week actually.
Okay.
And then after him, I have somebody that I may have. I don't want to say convinced because that's like a bad way of wording it, but I
may have coerced them.
I may have convinced him to film with me. He and I do like brother sister role play. We've fucked before, and his dick is so big, and I would just like to make content with him. And he has like a really big load, so I was like, you don't even have to like show your dick in it. If you could just like come on my face from off screen, that would be cool. So that might be next. And then after him, there's actually a guy that really wants to fuck me after somebody else cream pies me.
Okay.
And he actually fucked me after this specific guy cream pied me in the past, interestingly enough. So we may as well just keep with the theme. So I'm going to fill with him for sure, though. And then I'm thinking there is.
So do we have a doxy prep prescription like ready? Like,
yes. So I love you. So every single person that I am going to have sex with is currently getting tested or has been tested and has not touched anybody since. And awesome. Has like the record, has showed me the record. I am not fucking around.
Show me.
Because if I'm going to film, I don't want to film with condoms. And sure. I don't want to put anybody else at risk. And I also don't want to put my pussy at risk because, listen, I'm in like the most pristine clean I've been in a fucking long time. We're not, you know, I'm not going to play the chlamydia game here. Like, I'm all set. So, no, everybody, also there was like this neighbor, not neighborhood, but like this kid that lives like in Bushwick or whatever that is really hot. And I can tell probably has a huge dick. And I think he has an OnlyFans and he was like, oh, can we fuck? And I was like, only if we can film. Basically, like, if you're not going to film with me, I'm not interested in fucking you.
Nice. Yeah.
And then after I've like brushed off the cobwebs, I think I will call upon my female friend who I've been flirting with and we will do our thing together. Nice. And then she also was like, well, what if we did film? And I was like, what if, you know? So everybody, she doesn't have to film with me. And the first person that's going to fuck me doesn't have to, even though I think he said he would. But either way, a couple people are off the hook for filming with, but I'm not really interested in free sex right now. And I don't mean that in like, you have to pay to fuck me way. I truly just mean it in like, I have not made enough money to survive for so long that I really need to prioritize that. Sure. And while I have the ability to prioritize, I'm going to.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Also, it does take a little bit of the pressure of performance off because like, we're filming, right? So like there's like the, like what's more important is how it looks on camera. It's not necessarily like how it's going down, if that makes sense. So
I got you.
Yeah, it's different. I don't know. I'm also just such a businesswoman that I'm like, how do I combine work with anything I do?
I know.
You know, I go to it's wrestling such a time shows saver. And I'm like, I'll bring a sign, or I'll bring, you know, like I go places and I make sure that I like get fans out of the scenario. Yeah. Like I'm a businesswoman, and that's just how it works. So
no, I hear you. That makes sense.
But I do have to cut down these fingernails, so I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you ain't fisting me with those nails.
Well, I'm also not fingering a woman with these either.
No,
so,
you're not even like, I don't even know. You're not even itching your nose. Like, I feel like you would slice half of your face off. No, like,
well, they're not sharp.
But they're long. I'm gonna cut these
two down. Yeah, they are very long.
I'm not used to seeing you in such long. Is this the length you usually get?
They're grown. No, they're grown out right now. I'm overdue by almost a week. Okay. Of getting
so, what
them,
do
like,
you usually do? They fill them, or do they?
Yep. So they fill that gap right there, and then if I want length taken off, which I do, they will take the drill bit sort of thing and go, and then sharpen nails. It all down and all that.
That's amazing.
I usually keep my thumbs short because obviously they're not their toes.
Your thumbs are already short. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, these are like the longest I've had in a long time, so I'm gonna cut them down. But I'm gonna. Basically, these two nails will be regular, or these two, because this is my.
So
yeah, this is my like strong fingers.
I just realized my partner of 7 years, one of them, anyways. Did I say seven? I meant several. Seven. Seven. Such
I
a
was like, wait, seven.
I know, like what? Several. I meant several. I just realized that they are double jointed, and so like.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know how I just, like, realized it, but, like, I've been, like, dying to get, like, my fisty cherry, like, broken for, like, years. But, like, I'm, like, because I've fisted, top fisted, since I fucking hate terminology. Since I've fisted people and have experienced myself, I have a very, like, I know that it's not that simple, you know? Like, so I'm, like, very about myself, even though I want to try it. And, like, on one level, I don't like trying guys who say, I have tons of experience fisting. Because to me, that always means, like, you aggressively can't wait to get your fist in my hole. And, like, you have no patience for it. So, like... I need a moderate, moderate fisting curious who's willing to like kind of let me guide from the bottom, like at least until like I'm comfortable with you. And like that is a big problem. Like because I get it. When you get at a certain point on the hand, it either needs to go in or it needs to come out because it starts hurting on your hand yourself. And I understand that. And I'm not going to, like, let you sit in limbo, but, like, I'm also not going to let you just put it in because you're tired of waiting at the gate, you know? So, like, it's, you know, I need somebody who I can, like, kind of, like, control, like, your hand, you know? And, you know, we'll see how that goes. Because it's tough. I get it.
What does double jointed, like, how does that come into play?
Because they tend to be able to pull in their thumb knuckle.
Oh, they can tuck the knuckle.
They can tuck their knuckle a lot better. Yeah. And, like, also, like, it just, I do think it helps with the other fingers, too. Like, just, like, the flexibility. And I would imagine, and I don't know this yet, that it would, like, help with, like, activity once the hand is inside, you know, in a way that, like, it does feel, you know, whatever. Because I don't, like... actually have like the experience of like knowing what the whole full hand, but I could take a whole like bunch of fingers and like you can play around in there for a while, but like, you know, it's kind of no meaning, like I do like movement and activity, like, you know, but like
the you can
whole
make some shadow pop
can like sign language in my hole and I'm sure I can like handle it a little bit. Yeah, you know,
oh my god have your partner this specific partner said you like messages through your asshole. And oh, you should do that live on the podcast. That's such a fun idea.
It's like that game where like, you know, people will like write out words on your back Have you ever played that with somebody? You have to try to guess.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you want for dinner? Hold on. Let me spell it out in your ass. I love that idea.
So I'm glad. Okay, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. Because, like,
I'm so glad I'm back.
This are the conversations.
Can we make a deal? Yes. Or not a deal. What's the word I'm looking for? Can we make a goal for ourselves this year?
Yes.
Can we both make the goal of being fisted? Because I still have not been fisted.
Wait, you've never been fisted?
In ye olde pussy.
In ye olde pussy.
No.
Wow. Okay. Yes.
I've never gotten more than, I think maybe we had like a triangle shaped forefinger situation,
but never
past
the
and that's maybe been once or twice. Listen, it is a tight hole, but it stretches nice.
Yeah.
So I think with like maybe even just like an hour of play, I could probably get a fist in me. Oh my God, I need to film that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, whoever wants to fist me on camera. Sorry, I shouldn't say this. Oh my God.
Why?
My God.
What?
This is why my DMs look ridiculous. No, because then I have too many messages. I said the other day that my line wasn't long enough and my DMs are just filled with people. And half of them are people that like want to take me on a date. And I'm like, I literally posted under my tweet. I was like, I do not want to be taken on a date. I have no interest in dating. I have no interest in like.
Like, I love all of you. I
love like respect. I want to have respect for sex, tenderness in the sexual situation. Maybe we eat a sandwich after. I'll kick you out of three. I don't know. I'm not interested in dating. Like, it's just that.
You mean you don't want to get your best outfit on and go to Applebee's?
Absolutely not. I don't listen. If you want to hang out with me and like we are friends and go to dinner, cool. But like, I also don't fuck after I eat. So like, that's not even gonna like
me neither.
It's just the activities combined don't know. Like, I get a bellyache.
Yeah, I mean it's
shit.
Sweet,
I wanna,
but like
I need to come correct.
I love like your followers sometimes, but like I really would be like really a date. Bitch, like, have you heard the filth that's come out of this woman's mouth and you want to, like, date her in her DMs? Come on now. Like,
And it's funny because some people shoot their shot and I think that, like, first of all, once again, I'm not interested in most of the people I want to have sex with currently are people I've already had sex with because of obvious reasons and or people that I was always intrigued by for a long time and now I'm, like, toying with the idea of it. But some people shoot their shot and I'm like, where did you get the confidence? Because I'm confused by it. But at the same time, then I think like I'm proud of them. But then I think like, wait. But then I realize I always say that I think ugly people are hot. And I like to be fucked by ugly people. So that makes sense. So, because sometimes, I don't want to sound like a fucking asshole, but sometimes I'm almost like offended because, listen, I do sex work and there were times where you could pay me for sex and I am a whore and I have sex with whoever I want if they are into it, of course. But there's this line in the middle. And when people think that they automatically fall on the, oh, she'll fuck me because she's a whore line, it almost like offends me in a way that it doesn't even matter what you look like. It's almost like just in this entitlement or presumption that I don't like.
Yeah.
So I actually think it's way hotter when somebody's like, hey, I would be interested in paying you for your for sex with you. And then me being like, oh, I would fuck you for free. Let's make content or whatever. That's happened a few times. And those are the people that I haven't had sex with yet that I end up wanting to actually fuck because they didn't immediately assume they were on the side of the line of she'll fuck me because she's a whore. Like, I don't know. Like, there's just a respectfulness of coming to a sex worker with like, can I pay for your time versus I'm going to fuck you because you're a slut. Like, no, you're not.
So somewhere in between, like, The Notebook and Debbie Does Dallas is, like, the sweet part.
I hate you. Yeah, exactly. Face Invaders Part 7. Somewhere in there. Oh, and then there's this person that lives quite a distance but is willing to travel that I've always had a crush on for, like, ever. Like, physically, like, I don't know. There's not that many people that I could say, like, if I could make a mold of you, like, that you're perfect. But he's so hot and he wants to try to make me squirt for the first time. And I'm like, I'm here for that challenge. Mm. He has decent nails. Like he doesn't have to clean them like most guys do. So I'm here for that challenge. Yeah. So that's where I'm at in my my roster.
I'm trying to like vision board this because like because I love it. Again, like I'm interloping.
When I get murdered in like 3 weeks, you're gonna have to make like a whole wall of all of the people. And,
totally,
like, you know, put
with
the
little
strings
from one to the other. Yeah. No, yes. No, I can't I cannot volunteer for that. Like, I can't even imagine. I've been near you and seen how many unanswered messages are on your phone. Like the vision board, like for that. Like, I don't know, because I would immediately assume it's one of these, like, people you haven't responded to and they're all pissed off. So I would look there first. And then I would move my way to, like, people you sort of know and probably pissed off. And then I would move my way to, like, the people who, like, really like you and maybe we didn't know they were, like, psycho. So, like, that would be kind of, not really a vision board.
Yeah, the people that are single white female in me as we speak. Yeah, I get a lot of those. I don't know what that's about. I'm like, I promise. My life is miserable. You don't want it. Like, stop trying to wear my skin. It's fine.
I know. Like, look, like every couple years as a product of this podcast, I will get like some like person that will message me on like Instagram or X or somewhere and be like, it sounds like we have a lot in common. And I'm like, huh? Like, which part? You know, like, this podcast has been going on for years. I have talked about everything from, like, butthole cleaning to, like, you know, STI checks to, like, I mean, everything. Like, there's nothing, so which thing do we have, like, humanity? That's what we have in common. Yes, agreed. We're both humans. But, like, that every once in a while be a creepy thing, like, some weird, like, fantasy, like, hey, do you want a sex talk? And like, I'll indulge you for a couple of minutes, and then it's like, oh, I now need to block you because like you said something super fucking creepy. That is like, look, and when we say like non-judgmental of fetishes, I mean that, but it doesn't mean I want to talk to you about every available fetish or I'm available for like every available fetish. Like, you can like hit me up and say, what do you think about this? And I can tell you, rather than you, like, assuming and launching into it. Like, we can do that whole, like...
The assumption that you'd be into a fetish sucks. I hate that. I hate that. Especially because you don't know. That fetish could be triggering to somebody. That could
exactly.
Send them into a bad headspace. You're going to ask that shit ahead of time. That's weird. Yeah, I don't like that.
You know, and I have my own curiosities. Look, like, there are a couple of, like... queer-esque horror like movie fans that follow us, and I am always kind of like fascinated by what, you know, and like, yeah, okay, maybe a slightly dark way, but like, what is somebody who's really into the horror genre like enjoy sexually? I do find that like slightly fascinating, and there's a whole plethora of answers from like nothing, like, that's really shocking to, like, you know, really. I mean, I used to know somebody who was, like, into, like, monsters, but, like, you know, like, really muscular, but, like, weird colors, like, green, like, they wanted to paint their skin, like, green or blue and, like, draw in, like, veins and stuff, like... I can't do that. I mean,
yeah, somebody sent me photos of like creature cocks yesterday, and I was like, I just never really like wanted to put a tentacle in my pussy. It doesn't do it for me.
It's funny you should mention that. So like, one gets to the point like, there's only so many dildos or butt plugs that are like entertaining. Like once you've tried them all, you've kind of tried them all. And I don't mean just like getting bigger and bigger. I mean shapes. Like some feel good on you know, the prostate shaped this way, and like there's, you know, and so like I had not really seen in real time a bunch of like these creature cocks, but now like they're like a big deal, like in terms of like dildos and stuff, and some of them are truly horrifying. Like I just, you know, but I tried to like look at them with like an analysis of like, okay, fuck how it looks, let's imagine how that like feels up and at them. And there was one, and I don't remember what the genre of creature it was, but like I was like, okay, that might be interesting because of like the shape of it, but like I don't want to imagine that a creature is plowing me. No offense. Like,
yeah. This, a lot of them have like texture on it, like
yeah,
tentacle texture and stuff. And I can't imagine, and I could be totally wrong. And if you've ever used one and you enjoy it, let me know. But yeah. I personally can't imagine that feeling very good, especially with yeah, friction inside yeah, of my pussy. Like,
no.
If somebody has like a little, I'm not going to lie, like a little, like, I don't know, like
skin tag.
Yeah. If something, if somebody has like something, exactly, like a tiny little like thing on their dick or whatever, like that typically doesn't feel great. It like causes a callus inside yeah, of me. So
it's like irritating. I yeah, can't,
yeah. Like I can't fathom having like a whole tentacle with all these little like divots on it.
Well, I just worry about great, them coming off and like that being like a, like a problem, like not realizing
that too, yeah,
you know, like ooh, that some little like came off in my butthole at some point, you know. It's yeah, fine. Again, no judgment. I'm just like putting out the idea that like there are things that are fascinating to me, but like, you know, not so much monsters fucking me, you know, like, and I get the whole like hot, you know, vampire kind of thing. And like, I've been like stuck in like a really weird, like, AMC free preview. So I've got like the Interview with the Vampire and the Mayfair Witches and like a rewatching of like True Blood going on. And then Buffy the Vampire Slayer, of course, which is apparently being rebooted and she's executive producing it. Like, it's her baby. Nothing to do with, you know.
Interesting.
The original creator. I love
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, which is like, I was just thinking to myself.
She's in
like,
the new Dexter.
Oh, is she? Ah, so she's having Dexter like a Lula, renaissance. Her yeah, kids must be in college or something. Because I feel like she definitely pulled back to like do the whole family thing. And like, she's still with,
she's
like
still with Freddie Prinze.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
22 years or something.
That's
like that.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. He's not a good actor anymore. I watched something recently.
Oh, wait, he's... Oh, like, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was not good.
Practice
not
makes good perfect. I mean, like, no offense, but like, if you ain't been doing anything, then you ain't been doing anything.
That's true.
So...
You don't use it, you lose it.
You know, yeah, something like that. So all of a sudden we're on this, like... So it was cold here and like actually snowed, which it doesn't do in Albuquerque a lot. It does it in the mountains and shit. But it's been 70, I was sweating my ass off. It was 72 degrees the other day.
Jesus.
In February, which is a little, like, it's hot. It's very warm for here. Like, usually, like, I would say we have a winter, like, average of 50s, like low 50s. But it's hot. It's hot. And I was laughing because I came into this booth and like all summer long when it's like literally 100 degrees in here, nobody turns on the air conditioning. But like this booth was like, because, you know, it's a double whammy when it's warm out and all the heat is on too. It makes it everything oh, feel yeah, like even hotter. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, it's beautiful. I love this time of year out here. There's never any clouds. So the sky is like blue. Just like, and it's that weird winter blue. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
It's gorgeous.
Wait, I just thought about something.
Yeah.
I haven't had sex on my bed yet, and my bed is really high up.
That can be convenient, though, like for like the corner. Like, do you ever like to get banged on like the edges of the bed?
It's too high. No, I don't think, I think maybe one person is tall enough to utilize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too high. Yeah.
That sucks.
Fuck.
Because I only have like for me to actually enjoy that, and my bed's really high right now, so it's kind of perfect. It's like.
Well, because you're tall.
Yeah. I mean, and it's great because honestly, when you're tall, fucking on a bed can like be uncomfortable too. Because like there's only so much bending you can do with people. Like, you know.
I'm going to have to think about this ergonomically. I'm going to have my friend come over and test it out.
Yeah, you do have to have, like, you know, and so that's my thing, too. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, with filming, like, how does one, like, I mean, in my experience of like filming scenes, like it can be like a very like complicated balance of like trying to get good like scenes and like be comfortable and like, you know, not make the other person so self-conscious about filming that they can't like perform the scene. Like these things are like, to me, like, and I, you know, again, I have filmed scenes and certainly done stuff, but mostly for my own viewing pleasure. And, like, I always think, like, this is the best way to do it. I probably have, like, 9 years of recorded content that I, if I were to, like, start an OnlyFans, I wouldn't have to film for, like, for forever. I would have, like, tons of stuff to edit and put out there. But, like, the reason why it seems, like, good and hot to me is because it was always, like, in the moment of, like, having really hot sex. Let's, like hit record for a few minutes and, like, you know, not make it the whole thing, but, like, ooh, like, this is pretty hot, you know?
So that's, like, kind of how I like to, depending on what I'm filming, that's sort of how I like to handle it anyways, is just, I will, you know, if, so, like, if the person has more than one, like, load in them, I'll sometimes say, like, you know, if you want to, like, fuck around first a little bit before we press record, that's fine. But I do, I'd rather like that first like fun, you know, organic moment to be on film if possible.
Yeah.
So I'll just like, I won't give too much plot to it, and I'll just set up a scene that's more so just like something simple, and now I'm fucking you, and I make it just feel like we're actually just having sex, and somebody's either holding the camera or it's set up, and it's like,
yeah.
Sometimes I've had a few people get in their head about it, but for the most part, people are just like, I think people that are willing to be on camera are turned on by being on camera.
Yeah. No,
so that component is actually exciting for them, and that it doesn't, you know, sometimes they'll be like, I'm a little nervous to like perform for you, but like, it's, that's not what this is. Like, we're fucking and we're capturing it. Like, that's all we're doing. So,
okay. Okay. Yeah.
Fuck me how you would fuck me. If I think we need to make any adjustments, I'll tell you, probably not.
Yeah.
And, you know, just make sure that the most important part is filmed, which is like the cum shot or, you know, whatever, whatever we're doing. So
nice.
Yeah, it's tough. Everybody's different though. Like every single person that I've ever filmed with has been like a different beast of burden as far as, because like these, nobody is, you know, I'm not doing professional shoots. I'm doing amateur stuff.
Right.
And a lot of these people have not filmed before, and that's fine. Like they're okay with me being there first. I just try to make them feel comfortable. That's the biggest thing, is like, if you stop feeling comfortable or if something doesn't feel right, let's just stop and regroup. And it's okay for us to just be human in this moment. It doesn't need to be this like perfect start to finish shoot. No cuts, no edits, no, you know, it's like, that's not real.
Cause I'll see some stuff like, you know, whether it's like amateur or OnlyFans or cam action or whatever, like I am really trying to expose my brain to like more pornography lately. I don't know why, just because it's something, still something new. But, and you'll see like clearly there's one person that's like in charge of like the camera, right? And the other one is there to like fulfill whatever their like role is. But sometimes you'll see somebody that is constantly like readjusting the partner and like looking at the film, trying to get like that perfect frame.
Yeah.
Bitch, don't be
sick. It takes you out
like,
of it.
Yeah. Like, I look at it and I'm like, I would never, like, record with you. Like, that's obnoxious.
One time, oh, I agree. One time I filmed with somebody who was, like, went to school to, like, be a videographer or something. Uh-huh. I don't know. Some kind of degree in filming stuff, and it was so good. Like, he did such a good job that like the camera angles and like the lighting and everything that like he set up in the frame and stuff, like it was so good. And it was not like there was no like conversation ahead of time, like as far as like how it's gonna look on camera. He just did a great job, like by accident. Like the POV is so good, and I'm like, I need more of you.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, and I guess I bring it up because, like, you know, I know that you're really comfortable to film with because I've filmed things with you before. So, like,
right.
You know, and I think anybody who is, like, curious about, like, barking up this tree with you should realize that, like, despite, like, us talking about it, so, like, kind of, like, objectively, like,
sure,
know, I promise, like, Miss Felicia Ruiz is, like, makes you feel incredibly comfortable with filming. Like, you know, if you're nervous about that, don't be nervous about that, you know, and, like,
yeah. Yeah, I try to do that with, like, anything I do when it comes to, like, including somebody that's not maybe as seasoned as I am in the art of whatever it is we're doing, you know? So, I definitely try to make, like, I set the scene to make sure that you feel, first and foremost, we're going to hang out, right? Yeah. Like, you're not coming over and just giving me your load on camera. Yeah. Now, if that's something you're into, like, that's fine, too, but you're going to come hang out. We're going to hang out as friends. Then we'll chat about it a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll maybe, like, and then we'll do a little foreplay off screen so that you can, like, get into the zone. Nice. And then the camera will just be tapped. And it's like, we don't even have to think about it. And if it doesn't come out perfect, I don't give a shit because I just had enjoyable sex with somebody that I wanted to have sex with anyways. So,
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, I really think people who are consuming a lot of this amateur stuff, like, they don't want it to be perfect because that's not sex.
It's not relatable.
Yeah. Like, you know, and I am, like, partially in my head always amazed that, like, studio porn is still so popular. And I get it because people have, like, hyper, like, fantasies about, like, particular perfections and stuff like that, and I get it.
Sure.
Like, you know, not me, but, like, somebody, you know, but, like, I definitely don't want to see super, especially when you can tell it's amateur porn. I do not want to see polished, like, what is the point? Like, if I want it polished, I will go see a studio porn. Like, I will do a studio porn that, like, I'm sorry, no matter what you're doing from your living room, however good you're at, like, a studio porn that's pretending to be amateur to that polished point of which you want it is going to do it better than you. Like, they have better resources to do it better than you, you know, and angles and Viagra and the whole nine. I mean,
and fluffers.
And fluffers. I watched this, like, crazy. So I came across this porn the other day that was at a bathhouse. And I love it. Like, I'm always like, this is how bathhouses must stay, like, really alive and thriving these days, by, like, renting out their facilities periodically to, like, people who want to do. And, like, this guy is, like, semi, like, he is, like, definitely, like, doing amateur porn, but he has, like, definitely done professional porn. So it's, like, one of those, like, aging porn stars who is now trying to do stuff with his buddies at, like, a bathhouse. And I was so amazed. And, like, I play this horrible game, and it is horrible, and I'm sorry right now, community, but, like, it's real and you have to acknowledge it, where I try to guess which ones are on meth, because it's one thing to get hear me out. It's one thing to get sweaty and to be red because, like, you have my skin tone and, like, you turn red at the drop of a hat. It's another to, like, watch somebody being fucking for, like, only, like, 30 seconds and all of a sudden they're, like, dripping and they're, like, red like a beet and, like, their eyes are all, like, wild and lost.
Yeah, but can't, like, vasodilators do that too? Like,
A Viagra is not making you look like you just, like,
wild eyes.
No, because it's a particular, and those who know what I'm saying. Like, if you have ever found yourself having sex with somebody who is on methamphetamine, which you probably have, and you either realized it or didn't, there is, like, a one-track mindness to the way they are, and, like, they are, it's like, imagine taking an Adderall and studying for sex. Like, this is all this is all you're doing, this is all you're talking about, this is all you're thinking about. So it's a little detached in one way, you know, and it could seem hot for a few minutes, but, like, they also, like, lose their attention span pretty quickly too, which may work for these big amateur orgies. But that being said, like, looking and seeing, like, because, like, some of these men are older than I am, and I'm just thinking, like, they're all, like, so incredibly hard, and I realize it's a hot scene, but it's also like there's lights on, there's lots of people, there's lots of distractions going on. Holy shit, the Viagra budget must be crazy. And like, you know, now that everybody can get this shit online with like a 30-second consultation, if you even need, in your state, sometimes you don't even need to talk to somebody. You just fill out the information and then they send you dick pills in the mail, whether it's like Hims or Roe. I mean, that was like a whole fucking branding like thing on it. And, you know, you get them in the mail and oh my goodness, we live in a different world. And I see these industries as going hand in hand, and I'm actually surprised. I think it's because everybody is afraid to like burst the bubble of what's really going on. But like, my guess is like the rise of like OnlyFans and all of these things has given the rise to the profitability of some of these companies as well. Because like, you know, for dudes, oh, if you sure. want to record yeah. 7 days a week, I don't care how young and virile you are. Like, that's a so lot true. To do with your dick. Like, not to mention, like, eventually it hurts.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Anyways, that's my two cents. It's now so warm in here.
I didn't think about my girdles. Niagara hurt. On hand.
Yeah, well, it's pretty easy. I mean, like...
I mean, I'm not supplying a fucking vasodilator people that could have a heart attack in my house.
No, like, their prescription medicine, that's their problem. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't get into all that. And like,
also, I don't want you to be inorganically hard and hard for so long. I want it to, that's why sometimes like my favorite scenes are like a 5 minute scene, because sometimes you have sex for 5 minutes and it's hot.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. All the, that's all she wrote, folks. You know,
yeah.
That's fine. I like sex.
No and again, if you want unrealistic like expectations of sex, watch studio porn. Like, if you want some good,
I say this, but watch some motherfucker who I agreed to film with is gonna come over here and be hard for like 30 hours. And I'm gonna have so much.
You're gonna have edit. You're gonna have broken pussy is what you're gonna have. But yeah, no, I mean
I haven't broke my pussy in so long aside from for like work or whatever. I know. This is fun. I'm so excited
for
Yay!
You.
Yay!
Yay!
A whole new whore.
Why is it that Disney songs are so easy to turn filthy? I really actually think
they
like,
set us up. They do.
They do. Wait, so was that thing really true where they released like a picture of a dick inside Little Mermaid's castle? Like,
I have it.
Really?
I have the copy. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
So
I have the hard shell copy of The Little Mermaid where there's a dick on the castle instead of like a, like on the front cover of it. Yeah.
That's, wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
Did you hear about the scandal with like the Barbie doll that like listed a porn website on the box?
Yep, adamandeve.com on the back.
Was that what it was?
Wait, was
something
it
like
Eve?
That?
No, it was Wicked. It was Wicked.
Oh, right, Wicked, right. Okay.
Like, popular. This toy is going to be popular. Yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
Oh my goodness.
All right. I think we're done here. Thanks everybody for tuning in.
We sufficiently blew loads
together with a sex theater nerdery and all of that. Yeah, it's time to go.
That's a little.
We love you and send me videos of you lifting my body weight. It's currently 100, actually 85, because Mama ate last week. Oh, baby.
So mine is 212 if you want to send her pictures of like 212 plus as well. Like,
videos, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. What good would a picture do? I would just write on the object, whatever it is, 212 pounds. Snap.
I lifted this, I promise.
Be like, let me write 180 pounds on this energy drink and like...
I would laugh at that creativity. I would.
Yeah. It's clever.
Clever is fun.
Clever is fun. Anyway.
All right,
goodbye.
Bye.